Good morning. I'd like to call the Osage Nation Congress Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:01. And the first item on the agenda, without objection, I will move the prayer to number one so we can all join in a morning prayer. Just if you could just join me and we'll just say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
We'll bring it in a little bit later on.
Yeah, that's right. So, next item on the agenda is roll call, please.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Here.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Here.
Congressman.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. The minutes are from October the 29th.
Motion to approve the minutes of the meeting on October 29th.
Have a motion on the floor. I have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. All those opposed?
Abstain.
One abstention. Minutes passed. Next item on the agenda is travel. As we sit here, Congressman Potts.
Make a motion to approve the travel for Megan Sneed in the amount of $671.01.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Congressman Potts.
For discussion, I'd spoken with the budget analyst. This is for her to attend a tribal finance and accounting certification program. This is new. I believe our controller has worked on the development of the curriculum for this, and this is something that I would also like to attend. It is later on, so I'm working on that. There is a cost associated with it as far as the registration. It is attached, and I believe it is a little bit of a pretty good chunk. Travel needs to be approved separately, and then the cost can be another motion.
That
So we're still in discussion. So when we look at this, we have request for travel authorization, which we have a motion and a second, which we're discussing is the 671-01, which covers the mileage and looks like the, is that the hotel?
Mileage and
hotel and parking for a budget analyst, Mrs. Sneed. And then, just for clarification, later on, there's going to be another, it's going to cost her an additional $1,850 to attend, okay? And that is being, will we approve that later in this meeting?
I would make a motion right after.
Okay, okay. Congressman Big Horse?
We're paying $1,850 as a non-member.
You could save $75 if you became a member.
Wouldn't it be more prudent to become a member, and that way in the future, your costs are going to be less and...
I was going to make the motion for up to $1,850, and then make the decision of the second speaker, whether or not we become a member.
Okay. That works for me.
Sounds good.
So we're still in discussion of the motion to approve the travel amount of 671-01. Any more discussion?
Call for the question.
And discussion over here.
Well, never mind here, just say call for the question. So, you got to do that. So.
Okay. So all those in favor of the motion, respond by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. Motion passes.
That was just the motion to call for the question.
Correct.
Motion to call for the question.
So now you got to
vote. So we're back in discussion.
No, so now you got to vote on this.
Okay. The motion has been made. Mm-hmm. Correct. All those in favor of the motion for, could you restate the motion, Congressman Potts?
Motion to approve the travel for budget analyst Megan Sneed, amount of $671.01.
And the second was from Congressman Dickers. All those in favor say yes.
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 I abstain.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And we go to the next item on the agenda. We're still in travel.
Did you get my extension?
Yes.
Okay.
We're still in travel. Did you want to?
I'm typing it out right now.
Sounds good. Congressman Mason.
Just to make note on the introductory, I'm looking at the OSU Spear School Tribal Finance Accounting Advisory Board, and I see that we do have Tasha Fox, No Sage Nation on the advisory board. Also, I see that Finley and Cook are represented on the advisory board, and a number of other tribes, very legitimate, strong people here in Oklahoma. Make note of that, please. Just my observation.
Thank you, Congressman Mason. Congressman Potts.
Motion to approve conference expenses for the Tribal Finance and Accounting Certification Program up to $1,850 for a non-member or allowing the second speaker to direct the budget analyst to become a member for cost-saving measures.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Congressman Potts.
This is paying for enrollment into the Tribal Finance and Accounting Certification Program. If you feel necessary to direct our budget analyst to become a member to save the money, please do so.
Looks like that savings is about $150.
Correct.
Per. How often do they meet? Do you know?
I believe from my discussion with her, it's just these 3 days.
Okay.
And
per
it's
year.
Well,
on an annual basis.
What I enjoyed most about this is it actually gives you a certification that you walk away with. So it's not something that you have to keep up annually, to my knowledge. Our budget analyst will be certified in tribal finance and accounting.
Right. Any more discussion? Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, so it's for a total of 2,521-ish for the whole training and travel and all that, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, I didn't have the benefit of having these conversations, so I don't know why we don't slow down and have it. This document was just handed to me. I haven't seen it before. So I wanted just a minute to look at it before immediately a motion is made. I don't have a problem with the travel. I'm just saying I think we should actually look at these documents sometimes and discuss them or have an open discussion about them, because I didn't have a conversation with the budget analyst about this organization or the travel or anything like that. So that's why we do this right now. So I abstained because I wasn't clear on everything. So I didn't know how to vote. If we just slow down and have the discussion before and actually, because we can discuss all this and then make a motion. We don't have to make a motion and then try to hurry up and have a little discussion crammed in really quick so we can vote. So that's just my two cents on that.
Thank you. There is a motion and a second. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approval of the, restate the motion for clarity, please.
It's a motion to approve conference expenses for the Tribal Finance and Accounting Certification Program up to $1,850 for a non-member, or allowing the second speaker to direct our budget analyst to become a member for cost-saving measures.
That was the motion, and it was seconded by Congressman Mason, I do believe. Any more discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. That is the travel. Okay, next item on the agenda is payables. I have a payable in front of us, Congressman Potts.
The congressional rule allows for the second speaker to spend up to $1,000 without motion of Congress. Is there a reason we're looking at this one?
I just wanted to make sure, because of what the items are, and I just wanted to make sure that the committee understood that what we are and what we're purchasing are these Bell Business docking stations. And it was the assistant clerk, I believe Dana Merle, was explaining to me that these will help and assist the staff without having to unplug several different cables going into their computers. And this will be just one plug where they have to plug in without the multiple. So that's why I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew, instead of just saying, oh, they got some docking stations, what they were, because I didn't know what they were. And she gave me a good verification of that. So, Congressman Potts.
For discussion purposes, I've also had conversations with staff about these. I think they're needed. It was a different situation when we were just right here,
right,
where we didn't have to unplug, we didn't have to move very much. Now that we have staff on the other side of the wall, it becomes a hassle.
Right.
We did get new computers that have surpassed our old docking stations. So I think this is a necessary expense. So
good.
If you would like the motion of Congress, we can make right. it.
Or if no, you just wanted to do discussion and just make sure that the committee understood what it was we were purchasing. Because I didn't know what they were, and the assistant clerk Merle gave me a good definition of what they were, and I believe they will help and assist with the staff. So no need to make a motion. I'll just go ahead and sign and approve this, but just wanted the committee to know. All right, next item on the agenda. is the discussion of congressional staff job descriptions. And this is something I believe that is in our policies, congressional policies, that on an annual basis that we send out or review the job descriptions of the staff that we have. And I sent, let's see. I sent an email out to the Congress on October 29th, and attached with that was the job descriptions of the clerk, assistant clerk, budget analyst, legal analyst, which received an email from me on October 29th. And I asked, please review and be prepared to discuss at our next congressional affairs meeting. So we are at that meeting, and hopefully you all have had a chance to go over and look and are prepared to discuss any changes, additions, subtractions, any comments that you may have, as noted in our policies, congressional policies, with the job descriptions of our staff. I did hear from Congressman Mason. Congressman Mason?
Yes, in regards to what we're doing on the agenda, what you just explained, as we are, quote, discussing these job descriptions, should we find anything that we would like to note as an individual congressperson, are we at this point, or at today's meeting, or at the end of today's meeting, actually changing these job descriptions or rewriting them, or what? Are we just discussing?
Just discussing.
Okay. So rules and ethics, or whoever does all these changes to these jobs, job descriptions, is rules and ethics? It's this committee? CA? Okay. So what's the next step after we discuss? Are we going to take these points and then change them later, or consider changes later?
Good question. From my understanding is that during the discussion, I believe these job descriptions have been in place since day one. And the policies state that we view them on an annual basis, and from my understanding, that hadn't been done. And so here we are, and you know, fast forward 12 years, just trying to keep up with the duties. I think it's just a good time to look at these and understand what they actually say in writing. And then if there's any discussion for changes or additions, deletions, that is what we're here today to just discuss. And then as we go forward with any major changes, and then we'll have to adopt those within to the policies. And I believe this committee also approves or denies any changes. Congresswoman Pratt?
First of all, I'm going to disagree with the fact that this committee, Congressional Affairs Committee, has never addressed any of the job descriptions. And then secondly, was that email sent out to all members of Congress for input from everyone? Because it would be the job of this committee to vote on it in the end, but all members of Congress can weigh in on it.
I sent it to the Congressional Affairs Committee. Did you receive that email?
Yes. But okay. My question was, did it go out to all members?
No, not at this point. It was just for discussion within the CA committee. Congressman Box.
How would you like for us to move forward with adding things to the job description?
Because, well, yeah, go ahead.
My understanding, at least, and I know the budget analyst hasn't been reviewed in at least the last 3 years. Responsibilities were added to policies and procedures that are not reflected in the job description. So even in the discussion of hiring the new budget analyst, you had expectations per policy and procedure that were not included in the job description. So do you want us to make motions to do that?
Well, I think, and to be fair with the committee, you know, hopefully we would, you know, have came prepared just to discuss today, to be able to look. Hopefully we all had a chance to go over, look, and read, and it's pretty, you know, the email says, please review and be prepared to discuss at our next Congressional Affairs Committee meeting the job descriptions of the congressional staff. And so that's what we're here today to do, to look at these descriptions and just if there's any changes or additions based exactly on what you just commented on. It's just in the discussion phase, and we can put it definitely on the next agenda for the next meeting as well. So I would have to look back and see when the last, if we could, discussion or changes were made to these job descriptions, but from my understanding of what I know, is that has not happened. Congressman Potts.
Just make a note that the surplus property responsibilities need to be added to the budget analyst responsibilities.
I would like to bring something up that was asked of me that I would like some direction from this committee as to how to respond. And I've been contacted by Tara Price with HR. She organizes different trainings for the nation, and she has asked if there is a possibility that myself or Dana or the two of us together could conduct Robert's Rules training for the boards and commissions as well as possibly for different entities in the nation. And I did not know how the committee would feel about that, and told her that I would have to get back with her concerning that. And so I would like you guys to consider how I need to respond and to her as well.
Congressman Mason.
Well, I'd like to say I'm flattered to have you recognized and acknowledged as a parliamentarian and have that kind of a position here throughout the nation. And I would hope that others that are in these kind of positions in guidance of our various capacities and governmental entities also have the same training certification, if you will. I don't think we're looking for you to certify them, but just give them some training in this, and that would be advantageous, I think, to the routine of our government, and probably save us some dollars as well, because we're not hiring somebody, official trainers and businesses to come in and do that training. If we have somebody on board to do that, makes sense, and I'm in favor of that.
Thank you, Congressman Mason. Speaker.
Absolutely, I would be in favor. My suggestion would be to the second speaker and the staff would be to schedule it, coordinate it around your work schedule, and raise the professionalism throughout the nation. I think that would be great.
Thank you, Speaker. And just inquiry from me, is that part of the essential duties and responsibilities that need to be added within the clerks? I don't know. I would have to see, because that Congressman Mason, or were you first?
She was first.
Congresswoman Pratt.
In my opinion, it would fall under and shall undertake further job responsibilities as delegated. I believe, I mean, they took the time to train while they've been a employee of the Congress to get their certification. I think I don't I think that's other job responsibilities as delegated and to help within the nation.
Thank you.
I concur.
Okay. I will say on top of that, that during the orientation for the new Congress, the sixth Congress and the new members, that there was a discussion of a $5,000 appropriation to bring in outside Robert's Rules of Order qualified contract, bring them in, do the orientation for $5,000. We decided not to do that. We went within our own staff, and after visiting with all the new members, it was a wonderful experience within our own staff who did the training themselves. So I think we saved us some money there. So I think going forward and being able to share those qualifications that you have to help other members of the nation, wherever they may be, is a plus. And like Congressman Mason said, that saves us some dollars in the long run. So, any more discussion? Congressman Mason.
So would that then be a directive for the second speaker to authorize and approve staff to do that? Do we need a motion?
Good question. Just do it, huh? Okay. So anyway, as we go forward and we look at these job descriptions, I mean, you can go through here and you can, I mean, there's a lot to it. Is it comprehensive? Is it always going to be on printed paper? I think there's, you know, as we always kind of slide in there, and other duties as assigned can cover a lot of ground as well. But we can continue to look at these and discuss these. Congresswoman Pratt.
So, okay, because of that, the nature of that, I would say either we do it by motion or at least have our minutes reflect it, because then as we like build on, you know, when, maybe if we're not here or whatever down the line, somebody's like, well, how did the staff start doing that, because it's not in the description anywhere and it is another duty I've assigned. So I would just say either we have that reflected in the minutes or we do it by motion authorizing you to authorize them to take that on as a duty within the nation.
Good point. We reflect that in the minutes.
I can do that.
Good. So committee, Congressman Mason.
Perhaps jumping ahead, you know, which of these do you want to begin with?
Either one. We can start at the top. Look at the clerk of Congress.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, just a question. Should as Congresswoman Pratt stated, should we send this out to the rest of the Congress? And I mean, we can discuss, you know, what we want to today, but the rest of the Congress, to me, should be able to weigh in too if they have some.
It was my intent to just have a preliminary discussion within the committee. And then whatever findings or just discussions that we have reflect into the minutes and send it, but I can definitely, absolutely. But since from what my understanding is, the Congressional Affairs Committee has those within their annual policies that we do this, and it hasn't been done. It was just an introductory discussion, but I can definitely include the rest of the Congress as we go forward. Yeah. So, Congressman Potts.
I think that would be more helpful if you want to send it out to all of Congress for feedback.
Hey, second speaker, pardon the interruption. We have the immersion class.
Fairfax
Wajaji immersion class is here, and they've got a couple posters that they've made and they want to.
Oh.
If we could interrupt her here.
You want to take a 5-minute recess?
Motion for a 5-minute recess.
Okay, sure. Motion. 5-minute recess.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
We're
in a recess for 5 minutes. Come on in.
Come in.